At Rad Radio, we practice both siderism. You know, we have the audacity not to mindlessly base our opinions on whether something is supported by one particular political party or another. Oh, this country is a mess. And now, back to the show.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. We're talking about Saturday Night Live. It was hosted by Ryan Gosling. And as I've said over the last few years, it seems like if you get a great host, you get a great show. And it was wall-to-wall, just fantastic. No duds, and some really hysterical segments. Chris Stapleton was the musical guest. He was amazing, not only in his two performances, but he was in a couple skits as well. And part of the theme was not only Ryan Gosling, the host, who oftentimes the hosts, they can't keep it together. Pedro Pascal had a famous episode like that. But Gosling kept laughing. But so did the cast members. And when they did this Beavis and Butthead bit that I was describing earlier, Heidi Gardner, an SNL cast member, she lost it when she saw Ryan Gosling dressed as Beavis. But then also Mikey Day was dressed later as Butthead. And the email says, when Heidi Gardner lost her crap when she turned around seeing Mikey Day as Butthead, it had me in tears. It was that kind of episode. Let's get to as much as we can. We got a whole bunch. We're never going to get to all of it, but a little bit of entertainment news here to get it started.
Overture, curtain and lights, it's time for entertainment news.
Kind of scrolling through here what we can say for tomorrow, what is or isn't topical. I mean, obviously, we have to get to the shocking news over the weekend that's kind of, you know, cast a pall over everything else. It's very sad and surprising to hear that the Golden Bachelor couple of Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist, who, of course, got married, as they do at the end of these episodes of The Bachelor, they even had their wedding officiated by host Jesse Palmer, are divorcing after 3 months of marriage.
Never saw that coming.
Three months. Oh.
This is was it 50 and older, 60 and older? They were old people.
That is a good question. Yeah, and I wonder where they must have been 50 and older, but they all appeared much older. I say that hesitantly because even though some were in their 60s or even 70s, they didn't appear that way because I don't know if they had prior been living like this, but they definitely went out and did some plastic surgery.
Either way.
Right? Because you're like Botoxed up.
Everyone was 60 or older.
All right. Okay. Remember, there's some controversy through the show. It was a huge hit, but there was some controversy about this guy, Jerry Turner. He had lied about a variety of things, including that he hadn't dated since his wife died. That wasn't true. He wasn't in the restaurant industry. Whatever.
Listen.
Things like that.
His appeal was that he was this widow, and it was like the love of his life.
Widower. Yeah.
And it's the love of his life, and this sweet man who just loved his life and wants to, you know, it would be great to find another love like that, and you wanted him to find another love like that because of his love story with his wife that died. And he turned out to be none of that. That's true. He was married. She did die. Maybe it was the love of his life, but not a sweet man.
Now, Teresa did say the divorce has nothing to do with the fact that Jerry had lied about not dating anyone ever since his wife died. It basically came down to, quote, "We just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart." All of the sources say this really came down to the fact that she has an established career in New Jersey, and Jerry had offered up an idea, split their time. 6 weeks in Jersey where she works and lives, 6 weeks in Indiana where he likes the slower lifestyle, etc. But they couldn't figure out a world where they could do that, and Teresa could keep her job, and Teresa had no desire to move to a small Indiana town or South Carolina. I guess that's the other place he does or doesn't live, and try to work as a 70-year-old. Ultimately, they're divorced like they all get divorced.
Something else has to be there. Because don't you reach a point? These are conversations you have. Are you telling me they've lived this long in life and to not have that worked out before they get married? Garbage. I don't know. I just don't trust anything he says now. Because everything he made us believe about himself has not been it. And that was one of the appeals. Oh, God, he loved his wife so much he hasn't been able to date since her death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm smelling something similar. But in the sense of, so he wants to spend time apart, dedicated time apart, so that he can go around the bars in New Jersey and say, I was the Golden Bachelor, ladies.
Who knows?
Hey, I was just surprised to hear, I thought Rob was going to say, not Indiana or this other place in the Carolinas, whichever one, that, you know, he wanted, as they all usually tend to do from these shows, Bachelor, Bachelorette, wanted to be in Hollywood to pursue some kind of gig.
Speaking of all of that, remember that on Friday, the Circles guys are coming back, and Dale from, he was from the
Dale Moss,
the Bachelors.
Bachelorette.
He was from the Bachelorette.
He was one of the contestants.
He's been on our show before, and you guys all fell in love with him. He's a Circles ambassador. He's going to join us. Again, that has nothing to do with this statement, which is what to Dawn's BS meter going off. Remember that these couples, they earn and make a ton of money for ABC and themselves by staying together and being ambassadors and all of that and things. So they have to craft a story that will still make people kind of like both of them sort of thing moving forward.
So in the season that Dale was in, that it was with, I should have her whole name memorized because she's from Sacramento, Claire. She's from here, hairstylist, everything. So like, and normally what happens is you make it to the end in these shows as either the last two standing, and in this case it would be the Bachelorette picking you. But at the time, those two really hit it off, Claire and Dale, and so that was it. They just rode off into the sunset, and the show still had all these other dudes, and so they brought in another Bachelorette.
That was season 16, if you want to check it out, by the way. Since all of this stuff, thank God for streaming, is available, which will get us to our next email after. I do also mention that ABC confirmed, we told you last month, that they are going ahead with a female-led Golden Bachelorette spinoff. Oh. Did not take long, of course, for everyone to say, it should be Teresa. Now that she's single again,
that's what you do.
Make her the Golden Bachelorette.
You get the scorned one and put them on. Yeah.
Just a rumor right now.
So there's nowhere in the rules where it has to be that she needs to pick from another golden person, like of their elderly ages. Wouldn't it be like, could she be like a cougar and go for the younger guys?
I mean, they could do that, but...
But only if there are younger guys on the show, and that's not what they do on the Golden Bachelor.
It's all old people.
It's intended to be 60
and older.
Unless she said, let's not make it golden, let's call it cougar. I don't know.
Right. Oh, now we have a third spinoff. Just what we
need.
How
long are those younger dudes going to stay with the older woman? They're going to be like, you have a nice career. What's up?
There's been 27 of these marriages. One is still in effect.
There is more than one, but to your point, it's not many.
Yeah, I think it's like three or less.
Yeah, there's not
many. And I know one of them's fake.
And some of them are married, but not to the original person. Right?
Well, obviously, that doesn't
count. No, I know, but people will get that confused.
Well, those people are even too stupid for this show. Adam wrote in one of their little quick topical notes, said CBS televised Billy Joel's 100th performance from his residency at Madison Square Garden last night. It was fantastic, even on TV.
Aww.
Rob, you have mentioned that you are going to the Vegas show with your wife with Dawn and Gary, and that this is one of Brando's bucket list shows. If the in-person is anything like the televised show, it should be fantastic. Yes, it's available. It'll be available on whatever streaming. I don't know what Paramount Plus. It'll easy to find. We taped it because it was on at like 9 o'clock last night. But we had told you this was coming on months ago, and they did air it last night, and nothing but amazing things about it.
So I saw this. Billy Joel was nowhere on my bucket list of shows, but for my husband, for sure. So of course, because I love him, and so that's what you do. He's gone to plenty of country shows with me that he had no interest in.
I'll tolerate the piano man.
But I did see a clip of that, of the promo of it, on one of my apps, and I was like, okay, you know what? This is going to be fun. I mean, it would have been fun anyway with you all in your company, but I wasn't sure if I'd enjoy the actual show, but I was like, oh, you know what? I think I will.
It's Billy Goddamn Joel.
Well, I know.
Once in a lifetime. Show.
For y'all, and I love that, but I'm sure I'm going to have a great time.
So condescending. Mm-hmm. See, the reason, look,
aww.
My wife has an excuse. She's black. She's like, who the hell's Billy Joel? Dawn has no excuse. We got to play Master Movies right now.
Oh, really? I have.
We have a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Plus, everybody that wins tickets to see Foreigner is qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from Friday to have your tickets upgraded to the front row. We're going to give you a hint and a famous movie clip. You just have to tell us the movie that it's from. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20, and if nobody knows the movie title.
Insert some sort of Billy Joel title of a song that would relate to the conversation that we just had that I can't think of right now.
Piano keys everywhere?
Droplets everywhere? No. And no winner. 888-989-9811 for Master.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.